Jacob Hester joins us from Baton Rouge. Of course, he is a legendary LSU Tiger, played for the Chargers and Broncos. Of course, we're familiar with him from the national championship game that LSU got over us. And Jacob, thank you so much for the time. You get Florida in Death Valley this week. You had yourself, if my memory serves, a day against the Gators in Death Valley. Do I have that right?
It seems like a long time ago now, 12 years. It's actually hard to believe it's been that long, but that was a fun game. It was 2007, our championship season. It was the height of Tebow time, obviously, when he was at Florida. We had 5 fourth down conversions in that game, and I don't know if y'all remember, USC was a 41-point favorite against Stanford. They were the number one team in the country. We were number two. And it was announced that they lost in the third quarter of that game. And it's one of the loudest non-football play moments where I think a lot of people remember, just because so many different things happened in it.
Jacob, I have to wonder, just kind of set the scene for us up here, what it is about that place at night. Just, you have, I mean, I spent 1 year in Louisiana down in New Orleans. And I understand how they can enjoy themselves with some libations all day long for a football game. But I have not had the chance, or I guess the blessed opportunity, to go to a LSU game at night. Just explain that type of buildup and what that atmosphere is like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, look, our fans obviously like to tailgate. They like to have a good time. They like to cook all the Cajun dishes, the jambalaya, the gumbo, the etouffee, all those things. And so it's something they take a lot of pride in. They get to campus early, and night games are just a little different. Our fans get, let's say, hydrated for night games after they've been on campus all day long. And it's just the lure of being under the lights in Tiger Stadium. Our fans thoroughly enjoy being able to spend all day on campus and to be able to pack the stadium out at night. They get there early, and if you've never been here for a night game at Tiger Stadium, I'd encourage every single person to put it on their bucket list, because it's just different. And then, you know, there's been some big-time day games. There's been big 11 a.m. kickoffs. But as y'all know, there's just nothing like college football under the lights, and that's when Death Valley really thrives.
It is. I echo that. Having been to a game there, it's stunning. It's a stunning place to be at night on a big Saturday night. Jacob Hester, our guest, Brian Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. What is the thank you gift that you can send the state of Ohio for Joe Burrow? I mean, it's got to be significant, right? Is there something? What can we dream up to send our way, Jacob?
I don't know. I feel like I need to back the truck up for y'all allowing Joe Burrow to be LSU starting quarterback. I mean, you know, the kid from Athens, Ohio, that's really been a savior here at the position where LSU looked for a guy since really Matt Flynn in 2007. Now, you had 1 year with Zach Mettenberger where he was really, really good, but to have a quarterback come back in a second year like this it's really, you know, just not familiar to LSU fans, because for a decade they went through the struggles at the quarterback position. And everything you heard about Joe Burrow before he got here was positive. I mean, Urban Meyer, it didn't really matter. Even the quarterbacks that were on the team competing with him, I mean, Michael Thomas, who's with the Saints, everything you heard about Joe Burrow was positive about how, you know, he worked hard. He was going to always be the most prepared guy. And look, he's been that and more. I love his demeanor. He's got a little bit of a different demeanor. I mean, he's a guy who doesn't really care about the spotlight. He doesn't want to do a million interviews. He doesn't want to have this Heisman campaign. He wants to go watch film, be prepared, and win football games. And I've absolutely loved catching up with him. Just his family. Obviously, y'all know his dad, and his dad was a longtime defense coordinator at Ohio, and they're just a football family. His brothers played at Nebraska, and it's fun just to have some football people in here that, you know, love the grind of football, and we know it's a grind, and they embrace that grind. And yeah, I really have to back up the truck, whatever bill or invoice y'all want to send. I'll make sure it's
yeah.
Well, I think quite honestly, you should send it to Dwayne Haskins, because I think he's the only reason why he's not still wearing scarlet and gray. But Jacob, when I think about LSU, and still, I mean, when I still think about your school, I think about unbelievable defensive football players, extreme toughness in the trenches, talented tailbacks. But, you know, like the less mileage years. And so it's still weird to me to see, with the addition of bringing over Joe Brady, what this looks like as far as, I mean, you said that Joe Burrow doesn't want anything to do with the Heisman talk, but realistically, his name is being brought up. Yep. An LSU quarterback is being brought up. Talk about as an alumni, how weird that is, but also just what the fan base thinks of that. The fact that, because I think this has always been people's fear following college football, is like, gosh, what if LSU gets a consistent dude back there, a quarterback with the talent all around that roster?
Yeah, look, and you're exactly right. LSU won a lot of football games playing really good defense, controlling the clock on offense, running the football, making enough plays in the passing game through play action passes and different things to win a ton of football games. And, you know, between 2008 and 2007, they did win a bunch of games, but they didn't win championships. And they had to make a change, in my opinion, to be a championship contender. They had to catch up with college football. You saw Alabama did it right a couple years ago with Lane Kiffin when they changed their style of offense. And LSU was, you know, trying to get to that point. They brought Matt Canada in. That didn't work, right? And then last year, they really started to change some things at the end of the season against Texas A&M when they scored 72 points and all those overtimes. And then they beat UCF in the Fiesta Bowl. And you start to see some of the change. And then they go get Joe Brady from the New Orleans Saints, who he came to a coach's clinic here at LSU. And they were so impressed with him when he came here that they kept up with him and knew that they were going to try to make a move to bring him to be the passing game coordinator at LSU. But it is a completely different brand of football. I mean, James, I mean, as you know, that LSU's brand of football was the same forever. And now they're the leading scoring team in the country. And they have a quarterback that actually is second in yards and second touchdowns in the country. And we're not talking about because they played an FCS team in week one and threw the ball all over the place. No, we're talking about deep into the season now. And it's been really impressive, as y'all know, because it's hard to change things overnight in football at any level. I mean, peewee, college, NFL, it doesn't matter. And to go from where they were to who they are now in a short period of time has been the most impressive thing.
Jacob Hester's our guest. Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Works for SiriusXM, SEC Network, LSU legend. Excuse me. Let me ask you this, Jacob, in terms, because what we try to do up here is we say, look, I'm not concerned about how we are against the Big Ten. I want to know how we are against Bama, how we are against LSU, how we are against Georgia, how we are against Oklahoma. I look at your team. If I had an AP vote, I'd have LSU number one because you went to Austin and you won, and you scored anytime you wanted against Texas. I think Texas is pretty good. As you view this LSU team and Florida coming in there on Saturday, how does this LSU team pass the eye test for you against the ones that matter most? I'm talking about Bama and Georgia primarily.
Right. Yeah, so look, anytime you have a good team in the SEC, you're going to be compared to Alabama just because they've set the standard and they've won the championships. And so that's always going to be the talk. And as far as Georgia, you know, LSU is a team that beat Georgia by 3 touchdowns last year at home, and they had a really good ball game against them. And so you feel pretty good about, you know, if they played Georgia, I think it'd be a really good football game. You match up well with them. And I think this new offense matches up way better with Alabama than what you were doing in the past. It's hard to try to out Alabama Bama, right? It's hard to try to run into 8-9-man boxes and have success. And that's what LSU did for a very long time. So you feel better about spreading them out and doing some different things. And it's so funny, Alabama and LSU both are now this high-powered offense and scoring all these points and putting the defense on the field way more than they used to. And so I think LSU right now can stack up with anybody. And that's not a homer pick. That's not purple and gold glasses. That's just watching the tape. And I tell you, you say those things about LSU, I'm saying the same things about Ohio State, what they've been able to do. When you turn on that tape, and they're playing it on both sides of the football right now. So I honestly think right now, this year more than any I can remember in the last couple of years, you have 5, 6, maybe 7 true contenders, where it seemed like in years past, it was like, okay, we have Alabama and Clemson, who else is left over? That's not the case this year. I think you truly have a group of 7 teams that can be in the college football playoff.
Jacob, one more for me. If Eddie O called you and said, "Hey man, we got a 4th-and-1. Can you still get it for me?"
You bet he can.
Oh man, it depends on who's the linebacker. If it's James Laurinaitis, then I don't know, because I'm like 205 pounds. I don't have that oomph that I used to have, and so it depends on, you know, what team we're playing. It depends on, you know, if their linebackers are a little undersized, because if they got a true guy in the middle like Ohio State had in 07, I don't think I'd pick it up.
You're too kind.
That's perfect answer. We're going to use that in promotional materials from here going forward.
I wish he was 205 back then.
Right. He was alone. Jacob, thanks for the time, man. Always enjoy talking to you. Good luck this week.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all, man. James, you're one of my favorite guys to catch up with. Probably respect you more than anybody I played against, so it's always fun to share the airways with you.
Likewise, my friend. Thank you, man.
Yep, anytime.